Each spring for 11 years, bird lovers in Manhattan have had ringside seats to watch two red-tailed hawks. They kept tabs on pell-mell and his mate as they fortified their nest, had chicks, and taught their babies to fly and hunt. Now the residents of the upscale Fifth Avenue building, where the hawks made their home, have torn down the nest. And bird watchers are up in arms, holding nightly vigils in front of the building. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
E.J. McAdams of the City Audubon Society remembers the call earlier this week. They're taking down the nest.
And I took a cab up here, and by the time I got here, they were taking the ropes off the roof, and the nest was gone.
The nest has been above a window arch in a building that's home to such luminaries as Mary Tyler Moore and CNN's Paula Zahn. The nest was protected from storms by an overhanging ledge, and a set of spikes anchored the twigs. 23 baby hawks have been born over the years. But the building's co-op board decided it had had enough of bird poop and pigeon parts. Residents declined to talk to reporters, but outside the Fifth Avenue co-op, a crowd of hawk lovers gathered for a second night, holding candles and chanting, waving to Mary Tyler Moore, who supports the hawks. Although New York City is home to other hawks and peregrine falcons, thousands of tourists have watched these hawks through binoculars and scopes. You could keep track of how many babies had hatched or fledged as you walked to work.
I'm restraining myself, Margot, from being obscene. I'm so angry about this.
Marie Nguyen has chronicled the life of Pale Male in her book Red Tails in Love. She was at last night's vigil along with about 70 people. Property owners have rights, she said sadly.
And the heartbreaking thing, Margot, is to see Pale Male and Lola, the pair of this year, circling around there much of the day, bringing twigs to that spot. The twigs are going to fall off if there isn't something to wedge them in. Doesn't it break your heart to think that because of bird poop on that green canopy? They're chanting now.
Migratory birds are protected by a treaty that goes back to 1918, which the Fish and Wildlife Service clarified in 2003. It says only active nests are protected. Hawk lovers say the nest was active because the hawks were bringing twigs to it. But Paul Schmidt of Fish and Wildlife says that's not the definition of active that the department accepts.
Only during that active time of the year when birds are laying eggs or rearing their young should we attempt to protect that. Birds are quite adaptable, and the pair affair that we have there in New York City, I'm sure we'll find other places to build their nests.
Adrian Benepe, Commissioner of Parks and Recreation, doesn't want to get into the legal issues, but he says Pale Male and Lola have been ambassadors to the public from wild nature, and apartment dwellers should be pleased to have such tenants.
If a bird moves into your penthouse apartment or your roof, try to accommodate it. You know, it's feng shui, it's good luck, and you're doing a mitzvah for the city and for nature. At the very least, you can be sure there won't be any rats running around in your roof.
As one letter in the New York Times said today about the nest, while in the grand scheme it's a small thing, it's something that made all sorts of people happy when they learned of it, and speechless when they saw it. Or as one person at the vigil told me, looking disdainfully at the building across the way, it would be a privilege if I got hawk poop on my shoes. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You can see photos and videos of Pale Male at our website, npr.org.